This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The Business Advisory Committee has allotted 2 hours for consideration of a resolution for extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months with effect from 13th August 2025. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, announced this in Rajya Sabha yesterday. As the monsoon session of Parliament is going on, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will move a statutory resolution in the Upper House to extend President's rule in Manipur. The state was placed under President's rule on 13 February this year following the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. In a bid to fast-track Sikkim's development, the state government has formally established the Institute for Transforming Sikkim, or ITS, as a premier multidisciplinary think tank. ITS will play a crucial role in guiding Sikkim's development strategy and reforming the planning process to align with contemporary needs and future goals. The first meeting of the institute was held yesterday at Gangtok under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang and deliberated on key developmental changes and opportunities. Following the discussions, the Chief Minister outlined the key directives and responsibilities for ITS. The agency would function as a multidisciplinary think tank responsible for guiding and reforming the development planning process in Sikkim. In Meghalaya, house owners and vehicle owners renting their house or vehicle are directed to report to a nearby police station or a state anti-narcotics task force immediately if there is a suspicion that their property or vehicle is being used for the purpose of drug trafficking or any other related activities punishable under NDPS Act 1985. Superintendent of Police ANTF Giri Prasad said that as per Section 25 of the NDPS Act, it is punishable offence if knowingly permit the premises, pays, vehicles, etc. for the purpose of drug trafficking or any other related activities. Marking the 5th anniversary of the National Education Policy 2020, Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan yesterday virtually dedicated 10 PMC schools and laid the foundation stones for 23 hostels in Nagaland. The schools, as part of the nation's 14,500 school PM Shri initiative, will serve as centers of excellence with enhanced infrastructure and curricula reflecting NEP's focus on access, quality, equity and inclusion. 23 hostels will be constructed under the Dharti Abha Jan Bhagidari Abhiyan. A three-day training on urban and local residents for elected urban local bodies of Nagaland began in Kohima yesterday. The training underscores the crucial role of local governments as a front line of opportunity in reducing disaster risks and fostering inclusive and sustainable communities. Addressing the event, Chief Minister Nephew Rio called for mandated geotechnical reports for all building permits, especially in landslide-prone areas of Nagaland. He called upon the councillors to never approve a project without soil truth and emphasized on initiating ULB-led scrutiny in every town. The objective of the training is to build a cadre of trainers, introduce practical tools and methodologies to support, foster knowledge, exchange and engage private sector while representing a critical step in institutionalizing residents across urban governance systems in Nagaland and sets a precedent for other regions to follow. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan yesterday virtually laid the foundation stone for the construction of hostels in different schools across various districts of Manipur under Dharti Abha Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan and Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nay Mahabhiyan. The initiative aims at uplifting tribal communities through education and infrastructure development. On the other hand, Union Minister of State for Education Sukanta Majumdar also virtually laid the foundation stone of DAJGUA Hostel for T.Y. Chong in Kangpokpi District yesterday in presence of Union Minister for State for Education Jayant Chaudhary and MP of Manipur Outer Parliamentary Constituency Alfred Kangmang S. Arthur. As part of the 134th Indian Oil Durand Cup 2025, the Group F opening match between local teams Stadium Road Athletic Union Football Club and Northeastern Reorganizing Cultural Association will be played at the Kuman Lumpak Stadium in Imphal, Manipur at 4 p.m. today. The tournament returns to Manipur after a gap of 2 years. Meanwhile, in Meghalaya, Shillong Lajong registered a back-to-back win in the Durant Cup, defeating Rangdajen United 3-1 in the derby match at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong. Lajong moved to the top from Group E with 6 points from 2 matches played. Similarly, Jamshedpur Football Club moved to the top in Group C with 6 points from 2 matches after securing a 1-0 victory over Indian Army FT in the Durant Cup match played at the JRD Tata Sports Complex yesterday. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.